Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
43 days until the Champions League final. We got 256 days left of this year, by the way. It's flying by. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Ruby Wax, who's 71, Kate Hudson, who's 45. And on this day, in 1987, something happened that changed Rory's life. The Simpsons started as a little short drop-in on what show?
Tracy Ullman Show.
The Tracy Ullman Show. Yeah. And The Simpsons was born as an episode version of that cartoon animation series out of that. And here we are. They're still making it. You're a Simpsons obsessive.
Slightly.
Should they have canned it 10 years ago?
I haven't watched any of the episodes in the last 10 years, to be honest.
Are you serious?
Because if I want to sit down and watch a Simpsons episode, I want to know it's a good one. So I'll watch like season 3 to season 11. So I'm not going to risk watching a new one and wasting 20 minutes of my time.
But what if you've missed loads of really good ones, you see?
This I might have, but I'm happy with my choices.
Okay. Simpsons people, if you're out there, I know there's a massive amount of you still exist as Simpsons fans. Can you please let me know if we're right or wrong? Has it gone to pot over the last 10 years?
I think you can make too many of something.
Yeah.
And then perhaps the quality gets lost somewhere along the way.
Look at Father Ted. They just did the right amount of episodes, left it, it became an iconic. Yeah. They left people screaming for more.
There you go.
And people still go back and watch all the reruns. Yeah.
It's the same as Gavin and Stacey.
Fawlty Towers.
Yeah. Gavin and Stacey?
He's never seen it.
Really?
I've never seen Gavin and Stacey.
Oh my. I don't know. Maybe it's not as much of a big thing over here, but I love it. They did a few series and then they finished it and now people are like, please, 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 please.
Bring
make
it back.
Another one.
Yeah. You got to know when to tap out, you know. Rory.
Yes.
Lovely to see your beautiful face.
Love your face. Love your work.
You have to go back and do your job now. So I'll bid you. You can stay and listen. You're more than welcome to stay.
Stay here now.
We'll do the sports news for you, right?
All right. Stay for the end of this link. Here we go. According to dating survey Match.com, 50% of women say they're researching the fella that they're going out with on this occasion by plowing through his Facebook profile.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd say that probably happens.
Like the detective work has happened.
But you would do the same to women, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Ah, you would.
Like, do a little Google on them?
Ah, you would.
See if they have any parking fines outstanding or anything like that.
At what point does research become cyberstalking?
That's the thing. Yeah, it's a fine line, Roar.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40% of women expect to know the male's employment, status and situation.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, well, 86% of singles said they find it appropriate to hold hands on the first date. I don't know how true that is. 73% of these people asked said that a snog and a cuddle on the first date was completely acceptable. And 22% said, put me through the headboard. That's what they That's what they were looking for.
Hang on. How many percentage of people said that?
22%, Vic. Right, okay. You know, they're just in it for a bit of fun.
Yeah,
and hey, listen, go for it.
Yeah.
Right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, €60,000 up for grabs today on the cash machine. Can we have another big winner on this show, please? Right, and we've got some Sugar Babe tickets as well for you to win if you fancy going to see the ladies at the Marquee this summer. We'll get you sorted with those very soon.
It's too hard to sleep.
Do you know what's in Cork this weekend, actually? Have you ever heard of the Fawlty Towers dining experience?
Oh, so funny.
It's supposed to be the absolute crack.
I tried to get you to go once, do you remember?
You did, actually, years ago, yeah.
And we never went, and I said it would be such a good laugh.
So Fawlty Towers, they put on the actual show. It's the full Fawlty Towers experience, but you get a proper meal, and they're crashing into each other, and they're swearing, and there's calamities, and things go up in fire, and it's amazing. But that's on. Fawlty Towers dining experience is at the Everyman on Saturday. And by the way, Brezzy's back in town this weekend. We had Brezzy in a couple of weeks ago. The Where's My Mind podcast is going to be live at the Opera House on Sunday night at 8 p.m. His spoken live show with a little bit of music, comedy and guests is a must-see. And there's very, very... They're down to the last 20 tickets for that gig if you want to grab those. If you're doing nothing on Sunday, something worth checking out here in Cork. Yesterday, we were doing our cash machine as we do always. We had a nice, tasty €40,000 plus some change in there. And one lady decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. And she has won €40,727.56 from Cove. Will you give it up for Fiona Sheehan? Oh, my good Lord. Look at that. Are you usually this happy in the morning or is it just today?
Oh, well, I'm normally a giddy person anyway.
lovely to meet you. How are you?
Oh, just shaking, excited. Like, it's just a buzz. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Totally. different day from yesterday morning.
I know. We yesterday was just incredible because we had our big gig for all our listeners last night.
Yeah.
And then I heard we had a cash machine winner, and you're from up the road. We just want to make this very clear. You've never met Victoria before. She didn't do a favour for you or anything. No, that's great. Well, now you're going to be best friends because you're living in Cove together.
I didn't know she lived in Cove.
Yeah. So it's all settled in. I have something over here that I want to give you in a couple of minutes' time. Now, you've the whole family with you. Who's with you here, Fiona?
My daughter, Natalia.
Hey, Natalia.
Johan.
Hey, Johan.
And my best buddy, Susan.
Okay, your best buddy. You're glad you hung out with her, aren't you? I thought, you know, when you get that phone call and when you're told you've won this incredible amount of money, immediately everybody thinks it's a wind-up. That's the first thing,
God, yeah.
Of course, because there's so many pranks and whatnot going on.
Yeah.
Now that you're here, you're in the studio, and we have this check for you, what are we going to do? How are you going to treat yourself? What's the plan?
Well, you know, my dad lives in the US, so we haven't seen him in a good few years.
Oh, wow.
The expense have gone back and forth, so we're definitely doing a trip.
Amazing.
With the kids to catch up with him.
Full family holiday over to the States.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
What part of America is he in?
He's in Las Vegas, yeah.
Okay, he's probably going to be watching this video, so Dad, if you're watching, big trip planned.
Yeah, exactly. Good to see him.
He's going straight to a casino, by the way. You know that.
He said, I need to go down and do something down below. See what happens.
Because you are lucky today, and what about the rest of the family? I heard jet skis were mentioned.
There was a jet ski mentioned. Yes, and a new phone, and my daughter hasn't come up with anything yet, but I'm sure she's got the plans inside her.
You're going to Vegas. Hang on a second. Hold on. You could go over and back to America 5 times to see Taylor Swift in concert and still have 30 grand left over.
Wow. I didn't think of it like that.
It's an incredible amount of money. I'm delighted for you. It is lovely to meet you. But can I hand over something
to
you?
Lovely to meet you too.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a check for €40,727 and fifth, my headphones are all tangled up, and 56 cents. Congratulations! Yay!
Breakfast with KC.
Good times.
Red FM. Picks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
So he's going to be there tomorrow. Go along to that. That'll be absolutely brilliant. VIP time. Speaking of all things amazing in Cork, Lyra's album is out today. She's hoping for a number one. We had an incredible night with her the other night. Now she's been on her stories she hasn't been on her stories. Beyonce popped on her stories yesterday.
Hi guys, this is Beyonce. I'm just practicing an Irish accent for a musical I'm coming up into. Anyway, I just want to say you don't have to download my album. I have enough, and I have enough number ones. Go Lyra. I think she's a great Irish artist and you really should support her. So yeah, I'm happy out to give her the number one on Friday. So please don't buy my album. Don't buy it. And buy Lyra. That is Lyra.
Nice one, Beyonce. we'll take your advice.
It's
on
funny
that.
Hearing Beyonce say happy out, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah,
love it.
I'm happy out.
Yeah. Very good. Will I Am's been chatting about AI. There's been there's always a lot of chatter about AI, but he's been talking about the fact that we shouldn't be afraid of it.
Okay.
We should embrace progress. Don't stand in the way of progress. And I think he's actually standing in some kind of a factory when he's giving this interview. But have a listen to the clip about what he says about AI.
Mathematicians and calculators. Calculators did not take over. All it did was expand mathematics and how one, solves problems mathematically.
Right.
And the things they do with advanced math. Calculators became a tool for folks in that field and beyond. Simulation, right? These buildings, right here, check this building out. A lot of these new buildings that go up were done in some simulation. And that simulation is some version of AI. And it helps us build better buildings, more safer, stable buildings.
That's a bit of a ridiculous comparison because a calculator is not artificial intelligence. Calculators are amazing. They help people out.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened in Google when they were creating two AI programs? Two artificial intelligent programs wrote their own language and started communicating with each other, and the Google engineers are going, what the hell is going on here? They created something so the lads couldn't understand what was going on.
Oh my God,
they had to shut the whole project down.
Because they were communicating with each other.
The two AI programs started talking in their own. They created a new language that the Google engineers couldn't understand. So they went off.
And Will I Am says we've nothing to worry about.
No, so comparing it to a Casio calculator, Will, no, that's not it. That's not good. Do you know what's absolutely amazing as well, and also equally as terrifying? There are thousands of AI models on Instagram. Yeah. These are artificial intelligent models that you can't tell the difference between them and humans.
No.
That are making more money per week than standard influencers now.
It's frightening.
It's incredible what's going on.
Do you remember I sent you a picture a couple of months ago of two girls, and one was an actual human and one was AI?
You couldn't tell the
and
difference.
And you had to guess which one.
Not a clue.
I got it totally wrong. Yeah. I don't know what that says about me, but I actually thought the AI person was the real person.
And you know what they're doing now as well? They're having an AI Rose of Tralee. Not like, it's similar to it. It's like a beauty contest. The designers get the award, the people that design the AI models.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, they'll have the swimsuits, they'll have the whole... They all have lovely hard drives, Father.
Yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection.
Let's take on it, Charleville. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Woohoo! Yeah. Liverpool won a game! Yes! 1-0. Come on! Go on the poo. Yeah, I know we're kicked out, but we won.
I was about to say spoiler alert.
I know. Hey, listen, back to winning ways.
One match winning streak.
That's it. Come on, Liverpool. Anyway, what's the crack?
Talk about it, okay?
I know. Come here. Wait, let me tell you. This is interesting, and I want your thoughts on this. Give me your views. I know, vegetarian over there in the corner, you can't offer us anything on this. Or maybe you can.
I can. There's a veggie one as well, you know.
There's a veggie fry. The traditional Irish fry is dying. It's on the way out.
Yeah.
My word.
Yeah. It's dying a death with people between the ages of 18 to 34. A little bit like the way the trends towards loads of the younger demographics are going off alcohol and living healthier lifestyles.
How dare they?
The home trying to make us all look bad. The traditional fry is in danger of dying out. It's branded too fatty and greasy. A poll of 1,000 adults aged 18 to 24 found that 1 in 10 have never had one. And 5 in 10 think they're just too unhealthy to have for breakfast. Now, the thing with the fry is, you're not having it every morning.
No, it's a treat. It's a little kind of,
it's a Saturday morning thing. Yeah. Absolutely. But that is it. They reckon by 15 to 20 years, it could be a thing of the past. Really? Like smoking in pubs, like women in pubs.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
You weren't lit near the place. Shock and carry on.
Absolutely. Thank God that changed.
Yeah.
We've taken over the pub.
You would have changed it single-handedly. Kicked the door in. So it's the end of the fry. It's, as we know it, it's on the way out.
Lads, they're too busy smashing avocados now these days.
This is it.
Smashing avocados and sticking them on toast.
And a chai lattes.
What's the healthiest breakfast you can eat?
It's probably something like that, I would say.
Yeah.
Or eggs.
Scrambled egg, yeah.
Scrambled eggs all the way.
There you go.
Hey, what did you have for breakfast this morning? 086-8104-106.
All right, Alan Partridge.
Let's rate your fry. There is an actual Rate My Fry.
Is there?
A thing on Twitter that was on the go where you could put up a photograph of the fry you're eating and then people would comment on it saying it was either muck or absolutely amazing.
Didn't you have like a business idea once about fries or the best fry or something like that?
This is patented. I've told you about this before. I shouldn't have even mentioned it on the air. So I have an idea for an app. I don't know how many of you want to get involved and maybe be investors in it. But what it is, you know, when you go away, you go down to Tralee or you go to Limerick for a night and you're staying, you're going to a rugby match, or you're going up the country to a concert. You wake up the next day. Where are we going to go for breakfast?
Yeah.
You open my app, which is called Spotify.
Oh, that's right. That's it, yeah.
All right. Spotify will guide you to the best breakfast diners as rated by the people, and they pay me, I don't know, X amount to be on my app. Again, it's in its infancy, but it's going somewhere.
I'll invest.
Are you in?
Ground floor.
Nice one. Let's go.
I want a fry now as well.
Yeah. Come here, could you do the Tony's Bistro Godfather? You know,
I give it a go.
The monster. Oh, yeah. Do you want to try it?
I'm fucking fan, but I give it a go.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Dua Lipa and Training Season. If you like your vinyl, if you like your records, tomorrow is Record Store Day. It's a huge day. Around the globe, and the Irish rock band Hothouse Flowers are going to join load of Cork acts for a big party at Music Zone in Toker. This is one of the stores participating in Record Store Day. They're just selling vinyl right across today. There's loads of brilliant shops right across Cork all pushing the whole vinyl thing. And also, Jack Lyons, who is known as Irish Jack, the man who inspired the movie Quadrophenia with The Who, he's a postman from Cork, will be there giving a chat about his incredible life. That is not to be missed tomorrow. Record Store Day. Yeah. He was a postman in Cork named Jack Lyons. He went over to London in the 60s, became best friends with The Who, went to all of their gigs, became known as the fifth member of the band.
Oh my God.
And they wrote Quadrophenia about him. So Dan, the lead role in Quadrophenia, was based on a postman from Cork.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
So he's going to be there tomorrow. Go along to that. That'll be absolutely brilliant. VIP time. Speaking of all things amazing in Cork, Lyra's album is out today. She's hoping for a number one. We had an incredible night with her the other night. Now she's been on her stories she hasn't been on her stories. Beyonce popped on her stories yesterday.
Hi guys, this is Beyonce. I'm just practicing an Irish accent for a musical I'm coming up into. Anyway, I just want to say you don't have to download my album. I have enough, and I have enough number ones. Go Lyra. I think she's a great Irish artist and you really should support her. So yeah, I'm happy out to give her the number one on Friday. So please don't buy my album. Don't buy it. And buy Lyra. That is Lyra.
Nice one, Beyonce. We'll take your advice.
It's
on
funny
that.
Hearing Beyonce say happy out, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, come on, I'm happy out.
Yeah. Very good. Will I Am's been chatting about AI. There's been there's always a lot of chatter about AI, but he's been talking about the fact that we shouldn't be afraid of it.
Okay.
We should embrace progress. Don't stand in the way of progress. And I think he's actually standing in some kind of a factory when he's giving this interview. But have a listen to the clip about what he says about AI.
Mathematicians and calculators. Calculators did not take over. All it did was expand mathematics and how one, solves problems mathematically. And the things they do with advanced math. Calculators became a tool for folks in that field and beyond. Simulation, like these buildings right here, check this building out. A lot of these new buildings that go up were done in some simulation. And that simulation is some version of AI. And it helps us build better buildings, more safer, stable buildings.
That's a bit of a ridiculous comparison because a calculator is not artificial intelligence. Calculators are amazing. They help people out.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened in Google when they were creating two AI programs? Two artificial intelligent programs wrote their own language and started communicating with each other, and the Google engineers are going, what the hell is going on here? They created something so the lads couldn't understand what was going on.
Oh my God,
they had to shut the whole project down.
Because they were communicating with each other.
The two AI programs started talking in their own. They created a new language that the Google engineers couldn't understand. So they went off.
And Will I Am says we've nothing to worry about.
No, so comparing it to a Casio calculator, Will, no, that's not it. That's not good. Do you know what's absolutely amazing as well, and also equally as terrifying? There are thousands of AI models on Instagram. Yeah. These are artificial intelligent models that you can't tell the difference between them and humans.
No.
That are making more money per week than standard influencers now.
It's frightening.
It's incredible what's going on.
Do you remember I sent you a picture a couple of months ago of two girls and one was an actual human and one was AI?
Couldn't tell the
and
difference.
And you had to guess which one.
Not a chance.
I got it totally wrong. Yeah. I don't know what that says about me, but I actually thought the AI person was the real person.
And you know what they're doing now as well? They're having an AI Rose of Tralee. Not like, it's similar to it. It's like a beauty contest. The designers get the award, the people that design the AI models.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, they'll have the swimsuits, they'll have the whole... They all have lovely hard drives, Father.
Yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership.
Number one tune in the country and the UK for Hozier. That is Too Sweet. On Friday morning, it's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. sun is shining. We're into the weekend. Good morning, you beautiful creatures. And by beautiful creatures, I mean Rory O'Hagan and Victoria Nichols.
Don't be fooled. He doesn't really mean it.
No, genuinely, I do. At 7:30 this morning, I brought you a little story that the traditional fry is dying.
Shocking.
It says this, I mean, we need to protect this.
At all costs.
At all costs.
We're going to make it a World Heritage Site.
World Heritage Fry.
Yeah, fry.
So they surveyed 1,000 adults. 18 to 34-year-olds have gone away from the Irish fry. They're like, it's like half of them say it's far too unhealthy. It's not for us anymore. Which is, you know, whatever you're into yourself.
Yeah.
But they think maybe in a 15 or 20 years, the old fry up could be gone.
Yeah.
It could be gone. It could be over.
Tisk, I say tisk.
And I told you about my breakfast app idea, which is in development at the moment.
Tell us again.
It's you go away, you go traveling, you go to different parts of the world. You wake up in the morning, you're staying in a nice place. Where do we go for breakfast? Oh, let's open KC's app. Spotify. So, inside Spotify, it labels the local best greasy spoons all around the area that you're staying.
Does it rate them?
It rates them. Okay. And there's reviews and everything.
Pictures, the whole shebang.
I know, I think it's quite a good idea.
It's a good idea. Yeah. We got quite a few messages in about it. Listen to this. KC, that Spotify app is an excellent idea. You'll be the toast of the town. It'll make so much money that there won't be mushroom left in your bank account. That was from Finn.
Super.
Oh, Finn, you're on top form this morning. Yeah. And Phil says, I was actually expecting KC to call that app Only Fries.
Oh, hang on. That's a great name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And Shauna says, morning, guys. I actually prefer a grill or an air fry breakfast now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shauna, that's it. I like an air fry, anything done in the air fryer, really.
Thanks for all of those. Yeah, I'll give you a shout. When Spotify drops on the App Store, I'll let you know. Laugh at me now. You won't be
laughing.
You won't be laughing at me when they're carrying me around in the big gold sausage.
Sorry?
Shaggy. You know your man Shaggy? Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Mr. Lover. Mm. Who doesn't speak like that? He puts on the accent. Shaggy's been ringing around looking for some services.
Yeah. Is that the taxi company?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is Shaggy. I need the car because I've got to go on a journey.
Where are you?
I'm in my house.
And where's your ass?
I'm in the Great Portland Street. And I need a taxi from here to take me on my journey. Can you take me on my journey today?
What now? Yes.
Thank you very much. Can you give me a price if I tell you where I'm going?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to the Hoover Bag Shop in Penarth, and then up to Wigan to see my friend Garth. I'm meeting Dale Winton to film the other half, and then to the Death Star to defeat Vader Darth. Then I'll go to the plumbing shop in Brazil. I'll pick up a lempty from my granny Ozil. I'm going to the football with my Uncle Phil. Stockport's relay to Orient Mill.
Very good.
How much for my journey, Mrs. Lover?
I don't know. It's a long journey, ain't it?
It's a very, very long, long way. I've got to go somewhere else as well.
Okay, where?
Well, the girl next door is a bit of a minger, so take her to Chicago to film Jerry Springer. How much for my journey, Mrs. Lover?
I don't know, I'm sorry. Who is this?
I'm telling you, this is Shaggy. How do you feel, jump and prance? Oh, Carolina.
Yeah,
not
that song.
Okay, Elena Gavala. Got you for jump and prance.
This is Raymond and Shaggy with a combination with
Yami. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Phil. You got a 9 out of 10 recently.
A while back.
Yeah, you were due a shout back, so here we are, buddy. How are you, by the way? How's everything?
Things good. Things good. Walking into work now. Okay. Nice, dry morning, so can't complain.
Nice. What's the plan for the weekend? Are we up to anything exciting?
Work, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Right. So are you off more or less? Are you off a few days during the week and you're working weekends? Is that how it pans out for you?
Kind of varies every week, but yeah, generally get one day off the weekend anyway.
Okay,
so.
All right.
There you go.
It's going to be a nice weekend. It's going to be a nice weekend. Nice weekend with an extra grand in your bank if you can crack these. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
The Tortured Poets Department is a new album by what singer?
Taylor Swift.
What Irish sport uses a schlitter?
Hurling.
And camogie. Question number 3. Who is married to Posh Spice?
David Beckham.
Who is the current Taoiseach of Ireland?
Ivan Harris.
Question number five, who would have hit with Skater Boy? See you later. Question number six, on what game console did Super Mario Brothers first appear?
Nintendo.
Seven, what country, county are the Irish band The Saw Doctors from?
I don't know, Mayo.
Question number eight, what singer had a song about an umbrella?
Rihanna.
Which American president is currently in court?
Trump.
And which movie was inspired by Irish Jack the Postman from Cork? Irish Jack the Postman from Cork inspired what film?
The one you were on about.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the name's gone.
Oh, it's so hard, isn't it?
Oh, man alive. And you were doing brilliant.
Just when you're on the spot. Oh. Yeah.
Taylor Swift for one, Harleen and Camogie for two, David Beckham, Simon Harris, Avril Lavigne, Nintendo. The Saw Doctors are from Tuam in Galway.
Oh.
Yeah, Galway. Oh. You got Rihanna, you got Trump, and the movie that was inspired by Irish Jack, the postman from Cork, was Quadrophenia. Quadrophenia. So
yeah, that's what I said.
Oh. You did, yeah, like 20 minutes later.
After the buzzer.
Chancer. Phil, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. You could buy the east wing of the shop at this stage, but best of but listen.
Saving up for a bed.
Yeah, come back. Thanks a million for playing and listening, and we'll talk to you another day, I hope.
Thanks,
okay?
Phil.
Cheers, thanks, guys.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers. Well done. Listen, yesterday we had an amazing lady in the studio. She was the lady that got that call off Kira. Yeah?
Fiona, you have won on Red FM's cash machine this afternoon €40,727.56.
Kira, you've made my year. My son is here with me. He was asleep after school and I woke him up to...
Oh, listen, I'd say he'll forgive you anything, Fiona, when you told him you just won over 40 grand.
Oh, Kira, well, thank you so much.
Okay, she picked up her check yesterday. Let's do €60,000 for you in 10 minutes.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Indeed it is. It's 8:32 on a Friday morning. How are we all?
Good, how are you?
What's cracking?
Friday.
I've got a question for you both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who chose your children's names?
Oh, I didn't even get a look in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about you, Ro?
We had conversations about it, but our kids have been named after like family members of ours.
Okay.
So it's
not a bad idea. Yeah. Same in my family, but...
Mm-hmm. I wanted He-Man, Skeletor and She-Ra.
See?
But I was getting
so close.
Yeah, Rachel did the right thing there anyway. Mm-hmm. This is a clip from a chat show in America. It's kind of an old clip, but it's gone viral again. It's doing the rounds again, and I'd just forgotten how funny it was. Have a listen to this.
A couple in Australia. And they were trying to figure out what to name their baby girl. And so the husband had a great idea. He said, let's name her
Lanessra.
Lanessra. And the wife was like, wow, that's a beautiful name. Lanessra. And it was beautiful. And Lanessra went on to be 2 years old. And then one day the husband said to the wife, I'm going to tell you why I suggested the name Lanessra. Which she just thought was unique and romantic.
Right.
She said that her husband told her that it was his favorite soccer team, Arsenal. Spelled backwards. Lanessra. That is her name.
Oh, wow.
I mean, seriously.
Genius.
Like, if you two did that, like, KC, if you called one of your children after your favourite football team backwards...
Go on.
...they'd be called... Luparevli.
Luparevli.
Sounds like
that's Luparevli. Rory, yours would be either Croc... or Detinunam.
Detinunam sounds good.
Detinunam.
And mine would probably be Neilbud.
Neilbud is what backwards?
Dublin.
What?
Why you support Dublin?
My other half.
Hold on, you're
my other half.
Our voices have gone very high all of a sudden.
They have, yeah. What's going on? He's a Dublin supporter, so my child would be called Neilbud.
What was his one again about Croc?
Croc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Death.
Oh, that's Man United backwards. Right. Sorry, kid. You're welcome.
Aww.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Baby. All we need is us to go on. 8:57, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM, and that was Two Step and Ed Sheeran and Co. With you for a Friday morning. So, listen, this is a monster jackpot we're doing today. It's a guaranteed 60,000. So, Neil will get you involved in the cash machine straight after the news at 9. if you fancy playing, because it is a guaranteed winner today. And you know the crack with the guaranteed jackpots. We keep on rolling until we find somebody. So best of luck, everybody. It's been a brilliant week for one lady who was in here picking up a check for 40,000 euro.
Fiona, yeah.
Well done, Fiona from Cove. So let's do it again just after nine and see if we can get another winner on the Red FM cash machine coming up for you very soon. Listen, have a lovely weekend. Please take it really easy on the roads. Slow it down, take it handy. See you Monday, all right?
Bye.
Breakfast.
With Now. Stream must-watch sport, blockbuster movies, and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
Dad, can I have 5 euro?
Mom.